America, there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in the beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. So you guys better split.
Why don't you just buy me a beer?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
I got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough and you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fucking sucks. And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
And this is Seth.
And we are
Drunk at the movies.
And we are back again. Just 5 minutes ago we said bye to you and
just trucking along.
We're ready
pod
to go.
Racing along.
It is it's 10:05 Central Standard Time on January 29th. We're 2 hours and 22 minutes into this thing, and we're going to watch Attack of the Clones, Episode 2, Young Anakin and Padme Fall in Love as Galactic War Looms.
And this is a 2002
yep.
release.
2 hours and 22 minutes. It is a solid 7 minutes longer than the last one.
Yes, and the last one, it went by faster than I thought it would.
Yep.
Because I was watching it with a friend, and we didn't really watch it.
Yep.
And that's why it flew by.
So, our stomachs are kind of rumbling. We're fueled on Mountain Dew right now. We got some Utz cheese balls by our side. So if you hear us crunching, forgive us. But, you know, we got to eat. We're going to be doing this for 16 hours.
Oh,
wow. We're going to get even more food next movie. So before we hit play on Disney Plus, we're going to play one more song for you. Our opening credit song is brought to you by Two Skinny Jays. This is a little bit more of a funky one.
This is a good song.
This is Irresistible Force here on Drunk at the Movies.
You can't deny the force. You can't deny the force. You can't deny the force.
irresistible force.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I guess I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
I'm ready for the opening credits, at
Attack
least.
Of the Clones, a 6.6 on the IMDb scale.
Sometimes the opening credits, just for the nostalgia alone, is the best part of a Star Wars movie.
Yep. All right. Well, hit play in 3, 2, 1.
And we are going to get to our rankings list much later.
Yeah.
So you'll find out, but you generally can tell by our tone about where it's going to fall on each of our lists. But I'm curious to know yours, because I think we're generally from the same school of thought as far as which movies are the best. And here's the more recent Lucasfilm logo. This came out with Phantom Menace, I believe. That was the first change that we noticed. But usually we see the traditional before the credits when we saw it.
We'll turn it up like we always do. And every time I've gone to an opening night, people cheer every time.
Yep.
You can't. They can't help themselves.
Yep.
Episode 2, let's see if this is any more exciting.
The name is no better.
Attack of the Clones.
I remember when it was announced the name of the movie was going to be Attack of the Clones. I remember last podcast I said that I kept hoping the movie was about to get good when I first saw Phantom Menace. That feeling continued into this movie.
Oh, we get Count Dooku.
Oh, yes,
Count Dooku. Which sounds like Count Shit.
Count Dookie. Count Dookie in his pants. I kept thinking this, like, maybe the second one's going to be good. Like, the first one was for the kids.
Right.
You know, Empire was dark. Yeah, exactly. So I thought Attack of the Clones is going to be a good movie. And when they announced the title is going to be Attack of the Clones, I literally sighed out of, like, sadness.
Yeah.
I called my brother and was like, Jeff, have you heard? Like, it was like breaking bad news to a family member. Like, I was like, dude, have you heard the news about Star Wars Episode 2? It's going to be called Attack of the Clones. And he did the same thing. He went, are you kidding? And I went, no. We were depressed when we found that out, because we knew that it wasn't getting any better.
Yeah, it makes me think of a Weird Al song. I think I'm a clone now.
I think I'm a clone now. Every pair of jeans is a hand-me-down.
So more spaceships.
So a silver stealth bomber. Yep. That's just all that is. We're making our final approach into Coruscant. Very good, Lieutenant. Colin Hanks as Darth Vader.
Yeah. So I will say I'm not as familiar with this one and the next one that I'm unfortunately probably going to have to pay a little more attention. Just because it's not committed to memory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I really care about following the plot as much. But I can't be like, oh yeah, this is when this scene's happening.
Yeah.
So
this one I only saw a couple of times after it came out, and then watched semi-recently. It's, for the longest time, until Disney Plus, and Disney was smart about this, you couldn't rent most of the Star Wars movies online. You had to buy them. And unless you owned a copy, it was pretty hard to find unless you wanted to pay $21 for it, which I never did.
Right.
So I went years without seeing Episode 2.
She's still using a decoy, and for good reason.
Apparently it's still working.
That just happened.
So a stronger opening than the first one.
Yeah. She's like, oh shit, Kira, are you okay?
Is it Kira?
Looks like it.
Or a young Madeline Kahn?
Don't you, Senator. No.
Flames on the side of my face.
Flames!
All around me, all encompassing. Dan, I'm dead now. Oh, this is all about a vote.
Cordae did hers. Now come.
Good old Cordae. So is he a space pirate?
I guess so. When they did the operation, they accidentally installed that in the wrong eye. He can't see shit.
Yeah. Holy crap, Rose Byrne is in this?
What?
Yeah.
If they do break away, I will not let this republic.
I'm a fan of hers.
I love Rose Byrne. I think she should be a more household name than she is.
That was not Keira Knightley. That was Veronica Segura as Cordae. But I'm guessing Rose Byrne
is another decoy.
Is another decoy.
I hope so.
Because her name is Dorme. They all have the E.
They all have May names.
Yeah. So
we get more Sam Jackson in this movie than we did in the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like fifth billed on the cast list. There's Kit Fisto on the right. We have the Imperial Guards in the back now.
We will discuss this matter later.
Sam's trying to figure out if he can trust a motherfucker.
Did you ever see Loaded Weapon 1, National Lampoon movie?
It's on Netflix now.
It is.
I tried rewatching it, and I only made it about 15 minutes. I'm like, I gotta stop.
It's not as funny as I thought it was when I was a kid, but a lot of the jokes
the magazine subscription
land.
Card thing.
Yeah.
That I remember that joke.
I loved the cigarette, putting out the cigarette with the foot joke in the beginning, where first it's a cigarette, then it's a cigar, then it's a pipe, and then later on, a Girl Scout is skipping up some steps, and she stops, throws a cigarette butt on the floor, on the ground, and stomps it out.
Yeah, I was kind of excited when I saw it pop up, and then I, like I said, watched it for about 20 minutes, and I'm like, ah, no.
Parts of it are really funny. I was surprised at how
funny.
There's
Rose Byrne.
Hey, that's her.
Still looks the same.
Yeah. I've always liked her.
Yeah.
I think she's super cute, and she's a great actor. She can do comedy. That's one of the big things. But anyway, Sam Jackson was
She'd be on my current Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I think she actually is on mine. Sam Jackson played the Murtaugh character in Loaded Weapon 1, which is a parody of Lethal Weapon. And he was actually really, really funny in it. I love Rose Byrne's concerned look face.
And there's Jimmy Smits.
Switch. Senator Organa, I believe.
Yeah, Bail Organa. And we got more Twi'leks.
Rose totally looked at the camera at the end.
Did she?
Like I think she was trying to just look toward.
Like a horrible extra child actor. Don't look at the camera, kid.
In her defense, George probably said something stupid.
And there's Hayden Christensen, another actor who has pretty much disappeared.
His voice is heard later on in the saga.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and he's seen later on in the saga, after the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
And here we have longer-haired Obi-Wan. He looked at the camera, too. I swear to God. They keep looking at the camera because George Lucas is saying something stupid, and they can't tell if they cut or not.
These are some crazy space elevators. Oh, great. He's back. Hey, Jar Jar. Long time no see. Have you matured any over the... In between the movies?
All of the sconces look like game board playing pieces in this movie.
Yeah, like one of the Sorry pieces upside down. It's Apollo's beer.
Looky, looky, Senator. Shut up, Jar Jar.
Rose is tired of his shit. Great pleasure to see you again, my lady. Yeah, I wonder if this is one of her first movies.
That would make sense.
She falls in the list of people that were in a Star Wars movie that you don't remember were in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Like Hayden Christensen. Yeah, Rose Byrne was in a... have you seen the Netflix sketch comedy show, I Think You Should Leave?
No.
It's the best sketch comedy show I've seen in a long time. It's extremely funny. She's in a skit where she has no lines. She's just there as an extra, and it's just funny that
actually, I have seen that.
Okay.
I forgot what it was called.
As the attorney. commercial where he's like, has this ever happened to you? And it's a long list of things that are ridiculous.
I thought that was a pretty funny series. I think it hopefully is getting renewed.
I hope so, because, man. Oh, shout out to Kristen Studdard from Peoria. She was in the sketch comedy show. I was in The Roost. She was in I Think You Should Leave. She was one of the contestants on the game show in the first episode.
I remember her.
So, Kristen, she's doing well. She's doing stand-up out in Hollywood, and she is in a really funny sketch comedy show.
Very cool. Exactly as the council has instructed. Did his lips not move right with the lines there? Why does he have such long hair behind his ear? Why is that the one place where the hair grows?
Yeah, it's kind of a space mullet.
And she's got a basket wrapped around her hair.
And is Anakin's braid gone, or is it tied up in a bun in the back? I couldn't tell on that last shot. Jar Jar, don't look at the camera.
He's got his little ponytail thing.
Jar Jar looked at the camera. He's not even real, and he's looking at the... Even Jar Jar's looking at George going, what the fuck kind of direction is that faster and more intense?
Anakin's talking about how Amidala isn't giving him any attention. It's because she was only interested in him when he was a little boy. And now he's a matured man, cub.
She's moving on.
Yeah.
To the next 5-year-old.
Hey, it's Jango Fett, right?
I hit the ship, but there's a decoy.
We'll have to try something more subtle this time, Sam. My client is getting impatient. Take these. Be careful.
Are those midichlorians?
Zam, there can be no mistakes this time.
Yeah, Zam.
Yeah.
Cousin Paul's probably met Zam. I'm just guessing.
I like the actress who played Zam.
I know little Boba Fett, Daniel Logan, I think his name is. Mm-hmm. He was at the Marigold Festival a few years ago.
Really?
Because it was a Star Wars theme. So, yeah. Little Boba.
Young Boba.
Little Boba Fett. There is an intruder.
I like the concept. Hey, she's like posing in the Princess Leia getting rescued.
That's exactly what I was getting.
That's funny. I never noticed that before.
She used me as bait. Don't worry, no harm will come to her. Jail
she
bait.
She used me to bait. No, I'm saying. Trust me.
It's too risky. You shouldn't bait to her. With her. On her.
Of her. Over her. Under her.
Too many prepositions. So is that like a space casino?
Yeah, I think this is just Space Vegas.
Space Vegas. Well, that was all she had to do. Why couldn't Jango do that?
I don't know. Why couldn't Jango use the automated bank teller?
Was Jango chained? No. Yeah, that was bad.
Jango was unchained.
I don't know why I keep dreaming about him.
Oh, well. Because she's an angel. This is Obi-Wan like, dude, I've been celibate a lot longer than you.
Right.
Just to get over it.
I feel like Anakin speaks in bad pickup lines. He's like, are you an angel? Did you drop from heaven?
But she makes me rigid in my nether regions. Uh-oh. Shadows.
And as bad as Anakin's dialogue is, as horrible as his lines are, he is not the person who speaks what I think is the worst line in the movie. It's toward the end, and I'll let you know when we get there. I'll say this, even the actor who speaks the line says it as though it's such a bad line that it's almost impossible to say naturally.
Oh, space centipedes.
I do remember thinking this is kind of cool. The spacipedes. You know, she had one of those ottomans that the cushion comes out and you can put shit in it. Hey, R2, you're not doing a very good job protecting her.
And besides, you're generalizing.
The Chancellor doesn't appear to be corrupt.
Is he General Grievousizing?
This is kind of gross. Are they going to check off her? You know what I'm talking about, right?
From Star Trek 2?
Where they crawl in his ear?
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking gross. That weirded me out when I saw it, and I was not even a kid. It just...
Whoa.
Nice.
I cut her head off.
Oh. He's like, oh, sorry, would you like me to get off of you now? Get off on you now? Oh, yeah, Rose, join her in bed.
Yes, please follow that part of the movie.
And then George cuts away.
Nope, we get this Fifth Element ripoff car chase. That's like in UHF when the boulder falls off in the beginning. He just goes, ugh, keep running. Did you see any of the behind-the-scenes specials when these movies came out?
Probably.
Watching the actors interact with George Lucas is hilarious.
What the hell was that thing?
Make that three hard-boiled eggs. Oh, hey, it's a Sebulba. What were they called?
Dugs.
Hey, he said Jedi poo-poo. Earlier, wasn't it Jedi...
Poo-doo.
Yeah.
Or boom boom, he's or something like that.
I love your sex talk. It's so kindergarten. Poo poo, wee wee. Fuck you. I'm guessing Kevin Smith is going to get talked about more than once during these episodes.
Yeah, probably. I've met him a few times. And, you know, he's a fairly big Star Wars fan, I would say. I still haven't seen the his new movie.
Which, me neither.
Should be coming out on DVD, I think, next month. Free Fallin' like Tom Petty. This is... Okay.
You know, I remember this being one of the better parts of the movie.
Yeah, right.
That I really like. There he is with the open cockpit.
And the action really isn't terrible. It's the dialogue that keeps killing it for me. It's like, it's I could forgive this George cheesy again. Action.
Is that why we're eating cheese balls?
Uh-huh. I think George wrote, yeah, he wrote and directed all three of these.
Yeah, well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Now, we'll talk about this more when we get there, but I'm going to bring up episode 4 just for context.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't edit episode 4. He didn't have a lot of control over the editing. He started to edit it and tried to edit it and couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working out. So he hired two guys to come in, look at what he had, and re-edit it. And they completely changed the approach. Instead of trying to edit it to the timing of the script and what he had in mind, they edited to the actors' performances and let the pauses draw out and added to the dramatic tension, grounding it in a more realistic universe so it wasn't just cheesy space.
Sure.
And that's really why episode 4 was so good. I mean, I shouldn't say why it was so good, but their contribution to the post-production process so changed the presentation of the movie that it took on a completely different feel. And you can sense that because George Lucas had full control over these.
Mm-hmm.
He had final cut.
Yeah, and these were his babies.
Yeah, you could tell that his editing style is completely different than the way A New Hope looked.
And what you're getting from this is we have now entered the era of cinema where this is made for 3D.
Yeah.
This whole entire scene is specifically for a 3D audience. I mean, you could still have these chase things and everything, but...
Looks just like the opening
it would be
credits
different.
To that movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I remember. Go get some snacks and popcorn. Morton, I think.
Was it? Yeah. Keep the chase going any longer. Yeah. That creep is going to end up deep fried.
So
yeah, exactly. This was made for a different type of presentation.
On me a bit that it's like, eh, I'm just watching this at home regular, you know.
And we should have sensed it when he did the special edition release of episodes 4, 5, and 6, and
right.
We saw the Fraggle Rock scene in Return of the Jedi, and we saw. I forget what it's called, the snow creature scene in Empire with the new edit of it.
Are you talking the Wampa?
Yeah. And we saw all of Tatooine and A New Hope, and it was like, wow.
And Jabba. All,
yeah, they oh my make, God, and Jabba.
We will see him later today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jabba. I mean, we did see him, but not... Not this version of Jabba.
Right.
Once again, you proved you, if you'll excuse me. I hate it when he does that.
So do I, Obi. So do I.
Thunk.
He's such a daredevil.
Yeah.
He's a maverick. Surprised they didn't name him that.
Are you excited about that movie coming up?
Okay, so here's the thing. It's an unnecessary sequel.
Unnecessary sequel, but you're a huge Tom Cruise fan.
I am a huge Tom Cruise fan of his movies. Him as a person, still kind of batshit insane, but I guarantee I could hang out with him for 2 hours and be totally fine.
Yeah, you'd be entertained.
Yeah.
No matter what, you'd just be like, you know what? I'm just riding this out.
Right. I wasn't excited until I saw the new trailer. Once I saw the new trailer a couple times, I was like, okay, I think I'm actually looking forward to this now.
So, the plot is that he's helping train Goose's kid?
Something like that. And he's played by Miles Teller, who is another younger actor that I kind of enjoy most of the stuff he's done. He kind of reminded me of a young John Cusack at times. I love Whiplash. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I really want to.
Fantastic movie. And, yeah, I think he's playing one of the pilots. It looks like he has an unfortunate mustache, so I'm assuming he may be
Goose's
kid.
That's why I assume it's Goose's kid.
But, yeah, he comes back to train and teach. So, should be a fun popcorn summer blockbuster.
Yeah. There was more goth chick in the back there. Goth chick extra, looks like.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And
she had
Zam,
the short hair.
Zam is getting chased.
Looked like Rose McGowan, basically.
Uh-huh. Could have been Rose McGowan. There's probably a bunch of hidden camera. Why did we really need that much of him running between people?
Nope, that was a bad edit.
Let's shave that down. And
hey, speaking of Maverick, there he was. That's a character.
So many things in this movie that
they pretty much look like they're at round one.
Now, I've never gone. I don't go to the mall if at all possible.
It's you know,
if Jackson likes going. He goes with his dad a lot.
It's Dave and Buster's except with a bunch of Japanese games.
Gotcha. Because it's, I've been to Dave and Buster's.
They're less expensive because they're all in Japanese,
which is Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Yeah,
you know, a lot more alcohol. Chuck E. Cheese, they limit you to 2 beers.
Mm-hmm.
So, just so you know, and they card a lot. I got distracted trying to figure out what kind of ensemble these people are wearing in this club.
Yeah, let's...
For Brianna's 30th. Oh, there's butt cheeks.
Oh, hey.
Star Wars butt cheeks. There was like some kind of see-through thong. What is that hairdo?
Let's listen to this fake...
arcade?
Yeah, fake arcade. They're at a barcade, essentially, but it's Mos Eisley Cantina.
It's like dubstep cantina band.
More kabuki makeup.
She's wearing an outfit covered in sprinkles. So...
Oh, I just mentioned death sticks. Smoke them if you got them, because they're about to be mentioned. Now, what's that race called?
Twi'lex, the ones with the like weird floppy.
Want to buy some death sticks? I don't want to sell you death sticks. I believe that actor is the guy who played Mouse in The Matrix. Wasn't his name Mouse? The kid that dies in the first one?
Yeah, kind of forgot about. I need to rewatch that movie.
Love
the
me
sequels.
Some Matrix. I liked the sequels.
Really?
I really did.
Maybe that should be another
Matrix trilogy is. The Star Wars trilogy of the next generation. I know that other people think
this
that
is
Lord
a lot,
of the Rings.
This is a lot sexier than the cantina.
Yeah. Did Joel Schumacher direct it? We're getting a lot of close-up...
Are there nipples on their tunics?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there's some really ominous music. And, sorry, Zam.
No blasters, no blasters.
Yep.
Go back to your drinks.
Oh, way to go, Anakin.
Was that Aren't Anthony Daniels guy? Over his shoulder?
I missed it.
I think it was.
Huh.
Just for a split second.
It was a senator from the room.
I'll look it up. Because it'd probably be uncredited, like, listing on.
Tell us now.
Oh, God.
Yep.
We have a whole movie of this.
He has another name next to 3PO, so that was a little Anthony Daniels cameo. Oh. She is not a lady. She is what are they? A Skrull?
Yeah. The poison's been fresh for 3 days. They're following us.
It looked like Anakin had, like, crayons on his tool belt in the back.
Well, sometimes they're sitting in a restaurant and the order takes a long time. Anakin gets fussy.
So we have some bounty hunters in play now. What is that guy?
With the serpent tail?
Yeah, and the long-ass beard.
I don't know.
Can't even see his face. That one's a dinosaur.
Little dinosaur guy, yeah.
Pterodon. I think that's a dinosaur. I don't know. I used to know a lot more about him.
Man, he could have done so much with the Jedi, the Council, the different ranking of Jedi, and what their outfits looked like. Like, there was so much he could do, and he just didn't do anything with it. It's just a boring round room, and they're just debating shit. They're not... There's no, like...
Also, why do half of the Jedi not talk ever?
Mm-hmm.
Why have them, then?
There's just no investment in any of these characters.
Unless you watch the animated stuff or whatever. I'm sure they probably get more attention there. The Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Your patience has paid off. Your guidance more than my patience.
Yeah, they do. Because you meet, like... What was her name? Osaka or Asuka?
Yusaka.
Talking about Yusaka. Anakin takes on an apprentice in the Clone Wars.
Okay.
And that's part of his, you know, Jedi training. And she ends up, I believe, dropping out of the Jedi Academy. I've only seen up to, like, the middle of the second season of Clone Wars so far. I started watching it a long time ago and then tried to get into it again. But then when Rise of Skywalker was coming out, I started watching it bits and pieces here and there. But yeah, like... There are a lot more Jedi backstories in the Clone Wars than in either.
Yeah, that's probably why I should watch it, I guess.
Or Revenge of the Sith.
And George Lucas didn't write or direct it?
He did not. He had some kind of control over the entire story arc. I believe he had full control over that, but he didn't write or direct specific episodes. It was mostly Dave Filoni, who is the co-creator of The Mandalorian. And Paul Dini, I think, was the other major writer.
He's a good writer, or at least he used to be, when it involved Batman.
Mm-hmm. Take my place in
the creator of Harley Quinn. Not really psyched about that movie, if we're talking about unnecessary sequels.
I'm definitely psyched about seeing Mary Elizabeth Winstead as the Huntress.
I like her.
Makes me really excited.
I can tell.
Mount Rushmore.
yeah, I do enjoy her in most movies, especially Scott Pilgrim.
Now that the council's ordered an investigation.
But
I even liked her in Die Hard 4, and that movie was shit.
Oh, yeah. As Bruce's daughter. To not be here when its fate
is decided. Sometimes we must...
She's got a bigger backpack. Samsonite suitcase thing there. You've grown up. Yeah, obviously. I've got a pube braid, too.
And his hood is huge.
Yeah, why?
What's he compensating for?
Is that supposed to let us know that he's uncircumcised? Like, it's a subtle...
I am truly thankful to be his apprentice.
And if Jedi get circumcised, is it done with a lightsaber?
I'm really ahead of...
Probably. That would, I think, be the most effective...
It would cauterize.
Exactly.
But he feels that I'm too unpredictable.
He won't let me move on. It's worse.
The look on her face while he's acting is sort of like, listens. Oh, really? Is that how you're going to say it? Is that how you're going to say that line, Hayden? Oh, gosh.
Well, he's more emo, bad emo, than Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He,
Has he been in anything lately?
I think this pretty much killed his career, too.
Yeah, he tried doing a few things. And it, I don't think it quite worked.
He was in Life as a House, which was a horrible movie.
Shattered Glass is the last thing I can remember. He has some IMDb credits. Let's see if I've, once we get to one I've heard of. I'm still scrolling.
That look is
Factory
so
Girl. In 2006, he played musician.
That ship has warp drive. Factory Girl.
Factory Girl, 2005. That was the movie after episode 3.
Okay.
I have not heard of anything he's been in since.
Poor guy.
Aside from his voice in the new one. Hey, Rose is back.
That's her.
And she's crying. We cry for you.
I'll be fine. It's not me, my lady.
My lady.
I'll worry about you. What if they realize you've left the capital?
Are they going to kill me?
Then my Jedi protector will have to prove how good he is.
Anakin, don't do anything without first consulting either myself or the council.
Yes, master.
And he's our age.
The bottom of this plot quickly, m'lady.
So we could have been Anakin Skywalker.
We could have been Anakin. Yeah, I feel like in the first, in Phantom Menace, Anakin was written to sound way older than the actor who ended up playing him. He was written as like a 10 to 12 year old. And in this, he's written like he's a 5 year old. Like his lines are really, really terrible.
And at the time, he would have been 20?
I am too.
The character or the actor?
The actor.
Yeah, it would have been about 20.
So out of the whiny ass teenage years, you know. I'm not sure how old he's supposed to be here, but I'm going to guess more teenage.
Mm-hmm.
And the queen is probably in her early 20s.
Yeah, it's like he's... I don't know if he's supposed to be like a 16-year-old or what.
Yeah.
His age is so ambiguous throughout the entire prequel trilogy. Oh, this is that space diner that's based on...
Yeah, it looks like a diner.
Train car diner, I believe is in L.A.
Jedi by the looks
of him. Obi-Wan!
Hello, Dex.
I'm a regular.
I feel like somebody famous played Dex, but it could be wrong.
Oh, yes, thank you.
That sounds just like Gurr.
Hey, oh, buddy.
Gordo wins.
He really let himself go.
He literally let himself go, Ro.
What can I do for you?
You can tell me what this is.
Wow. What do you know?
More bad CGI.
What the fuck is this guy's name?
Dax?
Dax. Dex. The guy's IMDb page is a photo of this character.
So not famous.
No.
Show up in the analysis archives.
He's dead now. He was Australian. Died in 2016. R.I.P. Ronald Falk, your greatest accomplishment is Dex the line cook in the space diner.
Yeah. Got to be in a Star Wars movie.
Yep.
He's got a Predator.
I just feel bad they don't actually have a photo of him as his headshot. That it's that.
Outside the Rishi Maze. Should be easy to find, even for those droids.
What's up with this Popeye tattoo? He's just got an anchor.
Oh, here comes Sebulba.
An anchor. Have we ever seen a ship on the water in Star Wars? I guess we just saw it in Naboo.
Yeah.
Cloners. Are they friendly?
Oh, it depends.
But I think that's it.
Cloners.
On how good your manners are. How big your...
What?
Pockets.
Oh. That's not what I thought he was going to say.
I don't think that's what he meant.
How big your lightsaber is.
Why did he say it so suggestively?
Right. With his creepy mustache. Is this the space library?
Yes, I did.
Are those books?
Oh, that's the Kara. That's the God. What's her name? Madam something. She's the one in Clone Wars that says, "I haven't been inside myself in years."
Oh, that's her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are
you sure you have the right
coordinates? According to my information, it should appear in this quadrant here, just south of the Rishi Maze.
Yeah, she's kind of the Jedi Temple librarian.
Yeah, Madame Jocasta Nu.
Yeah, that was it.
She's dead, too.
Yeah, she...
2016. Just like
I thought you meant
guy.
The character.
No, she was Australian as well. Maybe her and that other guy were
Maybe they just
friends.
Shot in Australia, so...
Yeah. Come away, youngling. Who are those busts?
All CGI.
Yep. That chair's not even real, probably.
I think those are all just Jedi Knights over the years, or Jedi Masters over the years.
Hey, you. No droids. Get out of here.
Oh, it's ironic, I guess? That's the joke? That a droid says, hey, no droids?
Right.
Thank you, R2. Must be difficult having sworn your oath to the Jedi. Not being able to...
And that's another thing, I do think Star Wars does a bit too much of the repeating lines and meaning it to be like a running joke, but it usually falls flat to me. I have a very bad feeling about this. Uh-huh. I get that is, like, you know, you have to have that in every Skywalker saga movie. But things like, you know, hey, no droids allowed, and just like... And Clone Wars does it a lot. Well, they'll just sort of reuse a line that's been used that's considered like a, you know, well-known Star Wars line. And it just gets a little bit old to me.
I just nodded on a podcast. Sorry.
That's all right. It adds to the yes-and energy
right.
that's required of the improvisation of podcasting.
We will have a guest next episode.
All right.
I'm coordinating his arrival. Oh, there's the younglings.
Oh, God.
That one is so confused.
Yeah.
He's, like, just standing there. He's not even pretending to move his hands.
Lucas just said, faster, more intense, and the kid was like, I can't work with that, George.
Hello. I'm sorry to disturb you, Master.
What help can I be, Obi-Wan?
I'm looking for a planet described to me by an old friend. I trust him, but the system...
These kids all just look like they have kitchen bowls on their heads.
Lost a planet, Master Obi-Wan has. How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
God, Yoda's a dick. What? Why is he shaming Obi-Wan in front of children when Obi-Wan did nothing wrong?
And find Obi-Wan's wayward planet, we will.
It ought to be here, but it isn't. Gravity is pulling all the stars in the area towards this spot.
Gravity's silhouette remains, but the star and all the planets disappear.
Why are their helmets so big?
How can this be?
They're space balls.
Yeah.
A thought? Anyone?
Master? Because someone erased it from the archive memory.
Oh, he's full of information. We're going to call you Exposition Youngling.
I suspect it was the youngling who just... He's trying to throw their scent off.
Right. Go to the center of gravity's pull and
it's like when serial killers like to help the police solve their own crime.
The data... Must have been erased.
Yeah, we
hey
heard
Seth,
the kid.
Do you want thin crust or hand tossed on your veggie pizza?
I'll try hand tossed.
Hand tossed it is.
Disturbing this puzzle is. Only a Jedi could have erased those files.
And I don't like how inconsistent Yoda's backward talk speak is.
Meditate on this. I will.
Because an empire. He starts off talking like that when he's still pretending to be this, you know, crazy old creature that's going to help him find this Jedi Master. He does all the backward talk thing. But the second he reveals himself to be Yoda, once we hear Obi-Wan's ghost, he starts speaking normally. It's almost like his whole backward talk thing was originally part of his alter ego personality when he was in hiding, when he was trying to not be the last of the slaughtered Jedi. But then it just became this thing that he occasionally does. And it's even in this movie, sometimes he does it, sometimes he doesn't. And I think sometimes when he does it, it's at a time when it's like that sentence practically didn't make sense.
Senate votes to create an army. I'm sure it's going to push us into...
We may have two guests next episode.
Who we got?
Well, Derek.
All right, Derek Hoover.
Is wanting to come over, and Zach as well. So we may have some trade in and out and each do half the movie or share a microphone.
We'll get close like a doo-wop group. Like a barbershop quartet.
Still the Viceroy of the Trade Federation. I fear the Senate is powerless to resolve this crisis.
That's the new queen.
We must keep our faith in the Republic. The day we stop believing democracy can work is the day we lose it.
Let's pray that day never comes.
In the meantime, we must consider your own safety.
What is your suggestion, Master Jedi?
Oh, Anakin's not a Jedi yet. He's still a Padawan learner. But I was thinking...
Hold on a minute.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. I was thinking I would stay in the Lake Country. There's some places up there that are very isolated.
Excuse me. I'm in charge of security here, my lady.
I think Derek may arrive a little earlier.
Okay.
That's why we're here. He'll just jump in whenever he gets here.
It would be wise if you took advantage of my knowledge in this instance.
Sorry, my lady.
Oh. Anakin feels emasculated. He's a very sensitive Jedi.
It's a... Yeah. All right, pizzas will be picked up at 12:30, so we are about 2 hours away from pizza delivery, hopefully. Perfect in time for next episode.
There it is, R4. Right where it should be.
That ship looks a lot like the Vulcan ships.
Does R4, is he twice as functional as R2, or is it a later model? How does the numbering system work on our units?
I don't know if it's just random serial designation or if it's like...
Because it looks similar to an R2, but it's R4. Maybe that's a red one. R2s are blue. No, because R5s are red as well. And those look different.
Yeah. Plus, the red one in A New Hope is also an R2 unit, I believe.
That's... one of those Jedis we saw.
It also looks like the aliens in the future, and or I guess whatever organic being future in AI.
Mm. Yeah, it's a very common alien look. Mixed with Avatar.
So I guess this is the alien that everybody says has abducted them. People who are abducted from Earth.
It's Slender Man.
Describe this. It is. Not gonna lie, kind of a sexy alien.
Yeah. Their heads look like Q-tips, though. Like, with that long neck. Like, I just want to pick them up and clean my ears.
I don't know why. I feel like they're all based on Lisa Kudrow. I would never
I don't remember
sit
this.
In a giant ladle.
Yeah, I don't remember these scenes at all. Is he Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
With a million more well on the way.
That's good news.
So you don't remember this entire part of the plot?
No.
This is Obi-Wan going to investigate. Actually, I forget what he's investigating, essentially, but this alien race is creating the clone army. And so they're saying...
Almost 10 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is what Dooku somehow had. I forget, to be honest, exactly what his involvement is, but they're investigating what Dooku's up to, I believe, and yeah, they found the clone army.
Dooku, what you up to?
Tell me, Prime Minister, when my...
That was a spin-off series that did not go over very well. It had a cartoon dog, and they solved mysteries. turned out it was Count Dooku was the villain every week. There wasn't much mystery to it.
That's fun.
There's a new Scooby-Doo movie coming out next year, too.
Live action or animated?
It's animated, and it kind of tells their origin story, like when they're all kids and meet up, but then it also has them
So it's based modern, on a pup named Scooby-Doo as well.
Kind of, yeah.
Which I liked. I was a fan of a pup named Scooby-Doo. I know a lot of people hated it.
Yeah. Oh, I liked this outfit. I remember this. Because she's showing shoulders. Mm-hmm. That's tough to say. Mm-hmm. Showing shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
She's not wearing a space bra either. Because now it's backless.
Hello.
See, that's why I remember this part.
Yeah.
Those weird aliens, I did not. But I was like, I want to see what's at the end of that rainbow.
Like, you can see why Anakin was tempted.
I don't like sand.
Oh, that, here it is. And it gets
everywhere. Your butt crack. You can't get that out.
One of the worst lines in the movie.
I don't like sand.
I don't like sand. It's rough, and it's coarse, and it's irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Smooth. Unlike your pickup lines here.
Oh, God, it's
creepy. He's trying.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to caress your shoulder blade with my finger. She doesn't seem into it. She looked about as blank as and emotionless as you could.
I can see why she didn't like being in these movies.
Like, there's no look on her face there that was like, I'm into this, mm-hmm. until they're kissing.
Yeah. Until she can't really see who she's kissing anymore, and she can pretend that she can finally act.
No.
The music stops. I want to add in a record scratch sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't.
All right.
So now the clones.
Cool. Now we're in the Matrix.
Yeah. That one, is that a mohawk?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was part of the shape of that one's head or if it was hair.
It's 1980s Storm.
Lamassu. Oh, they're kicking.
They're kicking it.
We take great pride in our combat education and training programs. This group was created about 5 years ago.
You mentioned growth acceleration.
Oh, yes, it's essential. Otherwise, a mature clone.
Do they all look alike? Yep, there's mm-hmm. Daniel Logan.
We can do it in half the time.
I see.
But when they were far away, they didn't all look alike.
They are totally obedient, taking any order.
He had to pretend to eat food 20 different times for them. They're like, now look like you're enjoying it. Now look like you're not enjoying
now
it.
Now sit here.
Yeah.
And
a bounty hunter called Jango Fett.
Yeah, and I do like that the clones kind of start to take on different personalities in Clone Wars. Just a little bit.
Apart from his pay, which is considerable, Fett demanded only one thing. An unaltered clone for himself. Curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unaltered.
What's he going to do with that clone?
No tampering with the structure to make it more docile, and no growth acceleration.
All right, so this is the first time we see a trooper. I have always been a huge fan of the Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
I have a Stormtrooper mug behind me. Tons of Stormtrooper memorabilia and stuff over the years. What did you think of the Clone Troopers and the new helmet design? Because this was kind of the first new trooper.
I was okay with it because I thought it was cool that it kind of explains why the Boba Fett, why the Mandalorian mm-hmm. helmet ended up being the inspiration for the Stormtrooper helmet, essentially.
Are they eating space pizza? Just don't want
to tell me. Space Niagara Falls.
Yeah. I wish he'd go over the falls in a space barrel. All
right.
Oh, she looks cute there, too.
Yeah, I like her hippie outfit. All right, Natalie Portman looks good in anything.
With the curls coming down on the face.
She's got the crocheted
the buns.
Hairnet.
The bun. Bun's the prequel.
It is the inspiration for the buns.
Is this where the kids get sired? Going on to become an artist. No. They don't fuck in the grass.
You really don't like politicians, do you?
It's coarse and it'll get everywhere. But I'm not really sure about one of them. I told you I don't like sand, right? Did I tell you I don't like grass either?
I don't like anything. I'm just fussy. I think I want myself. I want my baba, my banky.
It looks like they have a tackle box behind them, but I'm thinking that's their picnic basket.
I'm guessing she does all the fishing and catches all the food.
Well, she's the queen.
She's the one who actually cooks the fish and scales it. And...
Wait, she's a senator now.
Yeah, she's no longer a queen.
That supersedes being a queen.
Yeah, she's given up royalty, but I'm not sure how royalty works on Naboo, because I guess she just told somebody else you're queen. They look like they were a totally different race than she is.
They're arguing. He wants to be a dictator.
Instead, he's just a dick.
I don't know what she's doing with her tongue right there, but I kind of liked it. It was like touching the back of her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching this a lot up close, more up close than I usually would. I mean, I wouldn't watch it at all, but... Yeah, I was waiting for the weird creature. I remember there being some weird creature in the
and
the hills are alive with the sound of shit with poodoo.
The sound of poodoo.
Go. Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's, this is what
the
we get.
Surfing on
this,
the animal.
It just happened again. It was like it was starting to get interesting, their relationship, and now we see this shit and it just ruins the movie.
Yeah, trample him.
Good.
Oh no. Something? With her space corset. Right? It's probably tough to run in. I'm laughing. God. Roll in the hay. Roll. Oh.
Hello.
She knows what she's doing.
Natalie Portman makes this movie interesting. I think it's the only thing that makes this movie interesting.
If pterodactyls. That's interesting.
That is. We're seeing more flying things in the Star Wars universe.
And now we meet little Boba.
Is your father here?
Yep.
He's like, where? Where? Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
So yeah.
Don Wee's here.
I feel like Boba Fett's already a dick as a kid. She's like, is your father here? Yeah.
He's unaltered. He's over there. Piss off. I'm going to go watch the rain.
Yeah.
Jake, welcome back. Was your trip productive?
Fairly.
This is Jedi Master...
Way to be vague.
He's come to take on our progress.
That's my thing. I'm always vague.
And I raise my kid to be vague.
I'm just a simple man trying to make my way in the universe.
Ever made your way as far into the interior as Coruscant?
Once or twice.
Perhaps. Recently? Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't.
Who wants to know?
Then you must know Master Cypher Dyas.
Maybe.
Boba, you dead so he... Master who?
No, not Master who.
Well, he just has his Mandalorian armor hanging out on the floor. Son, go close the door to that closet we left wide open and let strangers into the house where I hide everything.
I was recruited by a man called Tyrannus on one of the moons of Bogdan.
Is that another dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
Sic Semper Tyrannus.
Do you like your army?
I look forward to seeing them in action.
They'll do their job well. I'll guarantee that.
Or maybe they won't. Thank you for your time. I don't guarantee that.
We'll see.
Always a pleasure to meet a Jedi.
Cut the tension with a laser sword.
And that's, there is tension between the Jedi and the Mandalorian going way, way back. And then there was a Mandalorian who became a Jedi and then kept the peace between the two for many years.
Thank you.
That was not Jango.
It was not. He's apparently still a dick about it.
Was that a duck?
Oh, we saw a duck, huh?
I think it all tied together. All
right.
All right. I'll allow it. It
looks like a duck.
And said lightsaber. All right, I'm not into that outfit. What's with the bird feathers? Like, this is the Black Swan prequel?
Digging the scarf.
Oh, look at my magic floating fruit.
Hey, Anakin, nice pair.
Do you see how quick that knife went through that pear?
Hey, Padme, nice pear.
Touch my fruit. Poke it. So was it. And like her biting into it, it looked so fake. Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now do you like this outfit?
Mm-hmm.
She's like in sexy Imperial Guard cosplay.
He wants to like it. Poke her space fruit for sure.
You know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that I'm with you again, I'm in agony.
You're so much more annoying than I remember.
The closer I get to you, the worse it gets. The thought of not being with you. I can't breathe.
No, yeah, I'm watching it.
I'm haunted by the kiss that you should never have given me.
Slut shaming, that's not cool.
Right. Is he talking about the one that he instigated a little bit ago, or did she kiss him on the cheek when he was little?
Maybe she kissed him on the cheek when he was a kid or something. Maybe that's why he's blaming her.
So he was getting groomed, and now he's feeling bad about it. Like, I'm confused. I don't know what I was supposed to do with that. And now I'm surrounded by wrinkly aliens, and you're the only thing that looks like me.
I am. Please tell me.
Yeah, but for different reasons.
We can't.
I'm having cramps, and I'm wearing a corset.
Anything is possible, Padme. Listen to me.
No, you listen.
Oh
yeah.
We live in a real world. Come back to it.
Snap.
You're starting to become a Jedi. I'm a senator. If you follow your thoughts...
And as a senator, I say this motion is denied.
Regardless of the way we feel about each other.
Then you do feel something.
So you're saying there is a chance.
You're asking me to be rational. That is something I know I cannot do. Believe me.
Yeah, the problem with that outfit was the weird feathers. Once the feathers were gone, I was on board.
Now that she's been plucked.
Yeah. Thank God it's molting season. Seems like the fire level keeps changing. Like, it's going really well right now. But then on the tight shot, it's like one log is lit.
We'd be living a lie.
Those logs are clearly fake logs.
Yeah.
It is a gas fireplace with fake logs.
Could you, Anakin?
I wonder if that log had a child. That joke will make sense a few episodes from now.
You're right. It would destroy us.
Oh, triangle diagonal wipe.
No star wipe ever in this.
I'm waiting for like a heartbeat squiggly line.
Yeah, the zigzag kind of thing.
Yeah, or a Looney Tunes circle.
I want the star wipe.
Yeah, star wipe for sure. I mean, it's Star Wars. There has to be a star wipe in here at some point. So what's happened so far? Let's recap the story. There's clones. They're making an army. And Anakin is all pent up and hard for Padme. But she's like, no, we can't.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anakin is tempted. Padme is resisting.
And see, now the other Jedi aren't even around. Like, they're totally a clique.
Yep.
Like, why is he having private Jedi communications with just two of the council? Cloners.
So yeah, there were
3 hours and 22 minutes. Just to keep you updated.
Do not assume an ass of you and me you make.
Yes, Master. They say Master Cyberdeus pledged an order for a clone army at the request of the Senate almost 10 years ago.
Say Cyberdeus one more time.
So you and McGregor studied Alec Guinness's acting style in multiple movies. Yeah, it wasn't just Star Wars to try to get the cadence of the speech.
Well, they're both Scottish, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think it's, I love it. I think that's one of the things that's great about the original trilogy.
Good is, on him.
Or the prequel trilogy is Ewan McGregor did an excellent Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it was fun to see. Frank Oz's Yoda was really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Dark Lord of the Sith knows of our weakness. If informed, the Senate is, multiply, our adversaries will.
See, again, that's where some of the backward speak is getting a little like...
Oh, Shmi is moaning? Like he's having a... I guess. I thought he was having a sexy dream about his mom. Eek. There's your nipple. Not the nipple we wanted to see.
No.
Shimmy.
I think waking up from nightmares is always cheesy in movies. No, like, very few people have done it well.
Yeah, well, I just wake up, and I'm like, I guess I'll go pee.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit, I was having a nightmare. She got that JBF looked.
Don't go.
I'm not going to move towards you, but just stand here and watch me from behind. Presence is soothing.
Looks like he's doing that weird thing that some guys do at urinals where they just,
you put your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
I don't have to touch it.
It was in Bob's Burgers when Mr. Fishoder's doing that, and Bob's like, you don't hold it when you go. And Fishoder goes, why? It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. The opposite of that is the people that put their hands on the wall. And, like, maybe one hand with one behind the back.
Usually also the grunters.
Yes. Yep. Like, are you passing a kidney stone? If so, you should probably go in a stall.
Yeah, yeah, this is not the place for leaning against the wall and grunting.
She is in pain.
Your dick's a she?
I'm disobeying my mandate to protect you, Senator.
My dick's a guy.
The look on her face is always one of contempt. Like, she's just like, oh, why isn't this a different actor?
I'm sorry, I don't have a choice.
For a second, she reacted like he was using a Jedi mind trick. Like, I'll go with you. That's kind of how she sounded.
Maybe
but
that was inspiration for some of her acting.
I don't think he was doing that. Oh, there's Jango.
So Jango's backstory is that he just left the Mandalorian clan, right? Oh, that was in the trailer, or at least one of the teasers for the movie.
Is that Slave 1 or Slave 0?
I think it is.
Oh, there's the...
There's the toy.
Yeah, the firing missile from the backpack. No, I thought he just got knocked down. I didn't see him get back up. But Boba doesn't even know what he's shooting at. He can't see.
Nope.
Stupid Boba.
Nice ninja kick.
Oh. Is Jango in danger of being electrocuted since he's wearing a bunch of armor?
I don't know if
Beskar
armor...
Do you think he's more conductive?
Is conductive or not?
Well, now he's higher up in the air. Oh.
Okay. That started to look cool, then it looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what this whole fight scene is.
How did he know that's where his hands were going to go?
He just farted. Looked like he just farted. What do you think so far of Pedro Pascal's performance? And sorry, Pedro, and anybody else, if I mispronounce your name ever.
I vote for Pedro.
You vote for Pedro?
Yeah.
I like Pedro.
He was in Game of Thrones. Uh-huh. I thought he's done a good job with
it. He was actually one of my favorite actors in Game of Thrones, and I love what he's doing at The Mandalorian. I'm a fan.
I don't understand why people are like, is he ever going to take his helmet off? And it's like, okay, you're not really a Star Wars fan, obviously.
Yeah.
If you're upset that you can't see the actor's face.
Yeah, it's part of the fun of him playing the role is that he's really good in it, but he has to do all of his acting physically without making it look over the top. Because the second a Mandalorian becomes too animated, they become unrealistic. If they're moving like the Ninja Turtles moved in the Coming Out of Their Shells tour, where they were like super animated, it would look ridiculous. He has to give that performance while doing subtle movement. And I think he's fucking killing it. Yeah, That's Slave One.
And that is a tracking device.
That Slave One somehow doesn't detect. Yeah. You'd think that that kind of technology would exist on a ship as powerful as that.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else in the galaxy.
Seriously, Wonder Woman's just keep invisible thinking jet of, yeah, lands. So many other ships.
Yeah, Flight of the Navigator, mm-hmm. Wonder Woman.
Hey, there's some Banthas. So I'm assuming Tatooine again.
Back on Tatooine. A remote planet.
There's Watto.
Where they were hiding Luke because it was remote and they nobody was going to find it. And
she's
it's
showing some abs now.
Three of the other movies.
Right.
Wait right there. Ugh, I hate that.
Hey, Watto.
I hear this is a great line.
Sing me chasa.
Why does he look like an army general?
I think this is it.
Annie? Little Annie?
Little orphan Annie? Because every time I hear him say that, all I can think is, oh yeah, he's little orphan Annie.
It is you.
Or at least he's about to be.
You sure sprouted, huh? Wee-hoo!
Wee-hoo!
Jedi, what do you know? Maybe you could help with some deadbeats who owe me a lot of money.
His my beard's mother. Come in more.
They're my parents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shmi.
He's growing it out.
She's not mine no more. I sold her.
You sold her?
Years ago.
For a pack of cigarettes.
Sorry, Annie, but you know, business is business, huh?
She still lives in the house for free, but she's owned by somebody else.
Believe it or not, I heard he freed her and married her. Tell me a bit of that, eh?
Oh, so, yeah, she's now married.
Yeah, that's all that's changed.
And
she
got
married.
A husband, so she's probably getting laid now.
Yeah.
Someplace over on the other side.
Which means maybe there's another Skywalker somewhere.
Mm.
At least that's like what I thought maybe a plot could possibly be.
Sure. Absolutely. Let's go look at my records, huh?
Not sure what Padme's wearing, but it's kind of weird.
I told you she was showing some stomach there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Saturn. Has some rings around it.
How do you know it's not your anus?
Space jokes.
More Vulcan ship.
Is that an A-wing?
It looks like an A-wing, or at least the inspiration for an A-wing.
Oh, now they got the tracking device.
Oh, they're going to fly to an asteroid field to lose him. Wow, I've never seen this in a Star Wars movie.
I sense some annoyance in the Force.
Stand by.
No. In space, there's no sound.
Yeah. Yeah, having a sound delay is meaningless. It would be impressive if there was sound in space.
There wasn't a vacuum.
Sorry, George.
That sound, though, that's the beginning of the Britney Spears song, Stronger. I'm pretty sure that's the same sound.
It actually is the sound an asteroid when one of the asteroids hits you. Like, it. I remember thinking that when I saw this in the theater, I was like, really, George Lucas? You're just going to use the sound from the video game for the scene with that you're ripping off the very video game? That's what the ship looks like in the video game Asteroids.
They're in a colon right now.
Body wars. It's inner space.
Get him! Fire!
Fire!
Remember that shot was in the trailer?
Yeah, this trailer I don't recall much about. Because I probably wasn't super excited for it after Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, well, I'm going to go see it. It's a Star Wars movie. But my level of excitement was gone. I didn't buy any figures. In fact, I think Phantom Menace kind of turned me off of my fandom a little bit. And I started, you know, getting into other stuff more than Star Wars.
It's like I said, after I saw The Phantom Menace the first time, I was in denial. It took me a while to really admit how bad it was.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I kept thinking, okay, Attack of the Clones, this is going to be the one where it gets better. This is going to be the one where it takes off.
Yeah.
This is where it starts to get dark. Well, you know, it should have started getting dark in Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had a kid, I think, by the time this came out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the release date. Yes. I had a 4-month-old. So, Star Wars was not the primary thing on my mind.
Yeah.
Oh,
this trick again. Gee, nobody's ever done that in Star Wars either.
But who knows, maybe sleep deprivation would
have helped. Now, this looks just like Planet Spaceball from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
This is exactly what they looked like.
It also looks like the Gungan city just on land instead of underwater.
Yeah. George Lucas is obsessed with balls.
Yes.
It's the ship from Asteroids. It's the ship from the game.
Well, I think we waited long enough.
For a good Star Wars
like,
movie.
Do we need that line?
No.
No. Right, but how will you know he got off of that asteroid? We can't just show him.
How do you know he flew away to somewhere else?
And how do we know that enough time passed unless he tells us enough time passed?
Look, R4, we're there.
We'll hide on the other side of this canyon.
I'd better land now. Otherwise, we'll be flying around forever.
The music tells me something bad's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just lock it up.
When he waved his hand back, I thought he had like his...
He was going to shut the cockpit glass is what I was expecting.
Yeah, like his little remote sensor. His key fob.
All right. So now we're back on Tatooine on the other side of Mos Eisley.
We're back on Tatooine again.
This looks just like the Skywalker Ranch.
I believe it is.
C-3PO.
Don't ever interrupt me again, you son of a bitch.
Master
the
Annie.
Maker. Yes, I am your maker.
I knew it. And Miss Padme of mine.
Hello, 3PO. The tunic makes her face look too round.
She looked more turned on by 3PO than she is by Anakin.
Well, he got that dick, contraption thing.
That
adapted.
Protocol droid dick.
Oh, Master Owen.
I'm Anakin Skywalker.
And here's Beru.
Owen Lars.
Look who that is. That's Joel Edgerton.
Hello.
Is it?
I'm Padme.
I guess I'm your stepbrother. I had a feeling you might show up.
That's crazy. I didn't know he was in this.
Is my mother here?
No, she's not.
Arr.
Klieg Lars. Shmi is my wife.
Shmi!
Yeah, don't give Joel. A guy with a pirate voice the guy who says the name Shmi in your movie, George. Shmi is my wife.
He's another Australian actor, so that's probably why he got the role. But yeah, he's gone on to be in tons of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior is a great movie that he's in.
Your mother had gone out early, like she always did.
Oh, we got red milk. It's actually just Kool-Aid.
It's just Kool-Aid, yeah. Looks just like Kool-Aid.
Tracks.
So Owen and Beru got hitched pretty young. If they're like Beru looks like she's a teenager.
Yeah. And she looks pretty old in A New Hope. Like she didn't age well.
Because they're not brother and sister, are they?
No.
Still living together all those years later? Because he just says Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Yeah.
We don't see any affection between them. But
oh, maybe.
I don't know. I'm guessing they said they were probably, this is Owen and his wife,
Beru. Yeah, I think so.
But they could have been brother and sister. And
mother's dead, like,
well, they're my half-siblings. What is that?
So, Owen is just a fucking wuss? I mean, why doesn't he go after Shmi? If Lars can't do it because he's got a bum leg so he can't ride.
Well, it's just his stepmom.
Doesn't really, yeah, she doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, whoa, this is so cinematic and ingenious.
Shadows.
The shadow of Anakin looks so much like Darth Vader. Oh, wow. Because his hair is ridiculous.
It really didn't, though.
It doesn't. That's what they were going for, but...
I won't be long.
Take your time.
It's okay, I got 3PO here. Oh, you mean you won't take long. Gotcha.
One pump chomp. And off he goes. And he's still going.
Annie's still going?
Annie's still going. Well done. Oh, he looks very mean.
Yep, he's so menacing. So is he the Phantom Menace or is Palpatine the Phantom Menace? What's your theory?
I think the movie in general is the Phantom Menace. The movie is the Phantom Menace. Oh, listen to that chorus. Dunna, dunta, dunta. What a beaut.
Looks like the Skeksis castle from Dark Crystal.
Just a big stone phallic object. Surprised there's no balls at the bottom of it with George being a ball.
As much as George loves his balls.
I believe Obi-Wan just walked into the taint of that rock formation. None of that's real. I miss practical effects.
Me too.
I mean, that granted,
pretty bad.
There's no way they'd be able to build all these sets and everything. They've bitten off more than they can chew with designing things, so it has to be done this way. But I do miss good actual designed sets.
The best is when you can do a mixture of the two. Rick Baker once said that he would do another werewolf movie again.
Now they're back.
If he was given the option. Hey, that was Mr. Freeze. That looked just like Mr. Freeze from the animated series.
Everybody chill.
Cool. Nice to see you. He said he would do another werewolf movie if he could do practical effects and CGI mixed together to do the werewolf transformation. To make it look as realistic as possible. And I would love to see that. As I explained to you
earlier, I am quite so this is Christopher Lee. 10,000 more. As Count Dooku. Oh, we don't need to know what they're saying. There's Mr. Freeze.
Yep.
Ooh, the Techno Union.
Wow, that is definitely Mr. Freeze.
He looks like a tooth.
Good, very good. Alright.
Okay.
That guy's very proud of what he just said.
Yep. He got more lines than a Jedi in the Council.
Yeah.
Greater than any in the galaxy. That's a Bothan, I think. The Jedi
will be over. Is it boffed yet?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of Dugs. They must be everywhere.
So as we could see, the layout of that table, that round table with the lights, is what will someday be the Imperial insignia. It was the circle with the little gear thing.
We got a little hut
out of it.
And two moons. Oh, these are space hyenas.
Pretty fake. Those huts look like boobs.
Yeah, and this is where the Tusken Raiders...
Boobs. This is where they've taken Shmi. For some reason, she's... That's exactly where she was. He just killed his mom.
What do you think it sounds like when a Tusken Raider fucks? That sounds like every, you know. Oh, she is in a bad way.
Oh, no. They tied her up with fruit by the foot.
It gave her a bad haircut.
Mom, your hair.
Is that even the same lady?
I think so. She just looks way different.
She looks like she watched The Phantom Menace a lot. Is it you? She's like, actually, no, I didn't use the safe word. That's why I look like this.
Her wounds look kind of ridiculous and fake.
Mm-hmm. It came from nowhere. My grown-up son.
See, with even that line could have been an implication that she had another son who is not yet grown up. Like,
yeah.
There could have been
right
something to do with a Skywalker bloodline other than just Anakin.
Oh, she couldn't even get the last word out. You love who? Who do you love? Do you love me? I can't live without my mother's love.
She was going to say Tusken Raiders.
I love yogurt. I love Yoda. I love
you
the cello music
outfit
of Yo-Yo Ma. Oh, wow, that was a very dramatic
head. Yeah,
that was... And a tear. But the tear's gone there.
Yeah.
You love Yo... MTV Raps?
Nope, the tear is back again.
Ed Lover and Dr. Dre?
He's got a Blair Witch thing behind him.
Mm-hmm. Hope there's not a Uncle Owen standing in a corner.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No, there are no corners. Brewing. It's in a circular hut. It's half balls.
It's their yurt.
Oh, he's going to kill the young ones.
Oh!
Decapitated. Now he's giving blue lightsabers a bad name.
Anakin! Anakin!
No! That'd be a fun edit. Just all the Star Wars no's. There's a lot of Star Wars no's. Obi-Wan gets killed. Luke yells no. Obi-Wan finds out Darth Vader is his father. Luke yells no.
In the production, there should have been a lot more no's.
It's like he's sitting on a big marshmallow.
He fucked up, Mace.
Fucked up he did.
Yeah, we get it. You really like those words. Something terrible has happened. Does he look like a bitch? Yeah, he does. He does. He does look like a bitch.
Kind of. Looks like a bitch, acts like a bitch, talks like a bitch.
The transmitter is working, but we're not receiving a return signal. Coruscant's too far. R4, can you boost the power?
I will say, so far, I am not... I'm liking this movie way more than Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And that plays into my ranking, I think. I don't know how much, but it plays in.
Anakin? Anakin, do you copy?
There's a good band called Anakin. I played them on the podcast Anakin. Once.
He's not on Naboo, R4. I'm going to try and widen the range.
R4 sounds kind of cute.
You think they have a hot droid voice?
I think that R4 has got a hot droid voice.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure R4 is a lady droid.
What is he doing there? I told him to stay on Naboo.
Are you hearing it? I'm hearing it.
Much time.
I lost Dustin. Dustin's leaving. He's walking away.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'm switching chairs.
Oh, okay.
My space ass was starting to feel it on that stool. Oh, that's much better.
Getting marathon rash.
Well, we're almost on 4 hours now. We have
really?
A lot more to go.
I feel like we're pacing pretty well.
Yeah, so far so good. And this is the toughest stretch, I feel, is getting into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Because we got some good movies coming up.
Yeah, the prequel
trilogy.
We're
not going to mind sitting through. Oh, we brought a mummy.
This is Shmi Skywalker wrapped in a blanket. her body.
Hey, you want to set her on fire with me? Anybody? I thought he was going to drop her in on his lap and the chair falls to the ground. Now, I do know my cousin met Aunt Beru. The young Aunt Beru.
Yeah.
I didn't. I saw her and it was weird because she's only in this one movie.
Yeah.
For a very short amount of time. And it was like one of her first cons, and she was just kind of sitting there at a table by herself for most of the day.
Aww.
And, I mean, she seemed nice just because I was in another line.
Yeah.
So I was like watching interactions and everything. And she came back again. It's like, man, how long do you have to just try to squeeze what you can out of the fact that I was in that movie for... Like, I don't think you could do it now.
And it's not...
It's a very narrow window.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants young Aunt Beru's autograph now.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do it within the first few years of the movie coming out.
Although, they could use her in the Obi-Wan Kenobi spinoff. Yeah, I mean, we might be seeing a lot of Owen and Beru.
Be the most powerful Jedi ever.
God. Oh, boy. Is he crying?
Yeah. I promise you. Yeah, he's having a toddler tantrum right now. Dying. You'll see, someday I'm going to be the best thing ever. It's all Obi-Wan's fault?
He's jealous. He's holding me back.
Oh, God. Just become Vader, for fuck's sake.
Okay, so here's the thing. He would calm down if he saw boobs. But I feel it's sad that it would take that to get him to stop acting this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I killed them all.
I think him being able to channel his sexual rage...
Every single one of them.
...would do him some good, but then, yeah, Vader wouldn't and exist.
The men.
He's gotta live that eunuch...
The women.
...by choice life.
I don't get the way he's delivering any of his lines.
I slaughter them like animals.
Okay.
I hate them.
Well, they didn't all do that to your mom.
It should have been more of a confession than a tantrum, but
that's
whatever.
Like saying we should kill everybody because Hitler did a bad thing?
Yeah.
Seems unreasonable.
I'm a Jedi. I know I'm better than this.
Okay. But do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been such a more interesting story arc if he chose to leave the light side of the Force. It wasn't like a, you know, I'm being tempted by all these things, and then one day I just made a decision, and then all of a sudden it's like, yep, I'm the Emperor's apprentice. Like, there's no journey here at all. It's just him kind of having a series of tantrums and then being like, oh, whatever, fuck it, I guess I'm a Sith.
Goodbye, my darling wife. I now set you on fire. And they've got some padding on Joel there, because that looks to be the biggest I've ever seen him as Owen.
Wait, so whose tombstone is that? Is that his first wife?
Could be.
I guess.
I'm just a lifelong widower.
All those powers.
And I guess I'll
even save him.
I'll talk to you too, other lady I don't know.
But I promise I won't fail again.
I think here's his other terrible line.
I miss you. So much.
It's so bad.
Did they lose a child, too?
Wait, yeah, whose tombstones are these?
R2? What are you doing here?
Something to break the tension there. Beep boop, beep boop. Oh, yeah, I remember this outfit Padme's got on.
Mm-hmm.
I did buy that action figure.
Yeah, she's looking pretty good in this movie.
She looks like a stormtrooper. But without the gear, like, it's just the bodysuit underneath the stormtrooper outfit.
The Trade Federation is to take delivery of a droid army here.
Wait, who are all these people? There's no way Jar Jar is a Jedi.
He's a senator now, I think.
Are those space nipples? I think it was cold on Tatooine for the first time ever.
Nope. Oh, God. Lightsaber.
Ah, the captions blocked it. What?
He was just looking down Padme's shirt. He was not even paying attention to that hologram message at all.
I agree. Anakin.
We will deal with Count Dooku. The most important thing for you is to stay where you are.
Yeah, that worked out the last time, telling him to stay put. It's like the way the thing is cut, it's like the corners are just pointing, like, look right here at where my nipples are.
Totally. And I'm doing exactly that.
Genosis is less than a parsec away.
If he's still alive.
There's no function for that cut, because it's white on white. It's not a pocket.
Like my father. But you heard Master Windu. He gave me strict orders to stay here.
Why'd he call him Master Windu? Strict orders to protect me.
And I'm going to help Obi-Wan.
Oh, so she's the one defying the orders. Protect me.
Her braid's tied in kind of a Celtic knot.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not worried, are you? It's just I've never flown before.
Oh, it's their first adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know we just watched it, but we didn't, like, really watch it. They didn't meet in Phantom Menace at all.
No.
They didn't interact. They just met for the first time here.
Oh, whatever, goat face.
Unfortunately, the debate is not over.
Do you like his turtleneck?
It's a mass debate. The use of clones before the separatists. Yeah, he's got like a cable-knit turtleneck. The Senate must vote the Chancellor emergency. Yeah, it's the opera singer from Fifth Element. Approve the
creation of I've never seen that movie. I own it. I haven't watched it.
It's my girlfriend's cat's favorite movie. If only...
Your girlfriend's named Cat?
No.
I don't think Maximo has a favorite movie. Anytime we put a movie with dogs in it, I think he'll pay attention, and he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't recognize what they are because they're on TV. Oh, I'm just hanging out.
Oh, no, my friend. This is a mistake, a terrible mistake.
Why does he have to spin? I thought you is he on rotisserie? Like, are you looking at my ass?
This is one of those character-generating screens in a video game when you're building your character and they just float and spin.
Well, I hope it doesn't take too long. I have work to do.
May I ask why a Jedi Knight is all the way out here on Geonosis?
I've been tracking a bounty hunter named Jango Fett. Do you know him?
That would be annoying because he's going to be just staring at the wall when he's like, I want to talk to you.
Oh, coming around. Wait, coming around.
It's a great pity that our paths have never crossed before, Obi-Wan.
I do like that there are hints about Darth Vader's costume throughout the prequel trilogy of, like, you know, the weird little kind of chest plate that Anakin has, this little cape connector that... Darth Dracula here has.
That was
Count Dracula.
The only reason we had that shot on Count Dooku for so long is because we had to wait for for Obi-Wan to finish spinning around so he'd be facing him again.
There was a behind the scenes of the making of this where, because, you know, Dooku and Yoda have their lightsaber duel at the end of this.
Uh-huh.
They had to bring out a little Yoda model for him to have a reference point to look at. What if I told you? And George Lucas had put little fangs, like Dracula fangs, on Yoda as a joke to Christopher Jedi Lee because he played Dracula.
So he thought Yoda was a vampire because he'd never seen Star Wars?
Exactly. No, he came out and he looked at George Lucas and he was like, and you could tell he actually meant it. He wasn't joking around. He was like, oh, George, I was expecting more from you. Like, he's sick of the Dracula references.
Yeah.
And he seemed like legitimately annoyed that George Lucas was doing Dracula jokes on set.
He came to me for help. He told me everything.
This scene would be a lot better if it was scored by Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Round Like a Record.
I will never join you.
Have you seen the trailer for Wonder Woman 1984?
I have.
Looks pretty good. Wait, it was playing when we saw...
Knives Out.
Knives Out, yeah. Yeah,
so we actually did see a movie together over the past 5 months.
We just didn't record.
Yeah, and Derek joined us for that, and he'll be here shortly.
And we were going to see Rise of Skywalker together.
Yeah.
I was running a little bit late.
Yeah.
And then I was pretty sure by the time that I parked and got at the end into that line, I was going to miss something.
You could have made it.
Plus, I was in work clothes, and it was just like...
You'd have been sitting behind the girl on the phone.
I'm kind of glad. The theater I went to actually only had like 20 people in it. It was weird.
Oh, really?
It was only an hour later. And it was opening night of Star Wars, and there really weren't that many people.
Well, they were showing it like every 15 minutes.
Yeah, so I somehow got like a practically empty theater. It was awesome.
When these movies opened...
Oh,
it's the Walrusman. You would only get maybe two...
Trumpy.
Two screens showing the movie, so they would be spread apart a little bit more, and they'd be packed. But now it's like you have these mega multiplexes, and they're like, yeah, we're just going to show nothing but Star Wars tonight on pretty much three quarters of the screens. So, yeah, they can alternate it like every 15, 30 minutes. So that kind of helps. Also, they start showing movies at 6 o'clock on Thursdays now. They don't even do the midnight. Which is nice.
Yeah. But yeah, it was showing it. Yeah, multiple screens.
But yeah, I used to do the midnight screenings, and there was a little different of an energy, and you know those people wanted to really be there. Because you're going to get home at 3 in the morning and then get up for either school or work the next day.
Yeah, they finally got the CGI of Yoda to look pretty good.
Yeah.
But I was happy that in the newer movies, in episodes 8 and 9, he is a puppet again.
Yeah.
Little ghost puppet in episode 8.
Little ghost puppet.
So many shots in these movies look like video games because there's a very popular...
He was looking at her boobs.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame him. If you're going to break character. Sorry, Natalie Portman.
Actually, that may have been in character.
Yeah.
I mean, you could...
That's true.
Like, no.
You could make the argument that Anakin
why
is
why wouldn't he be? He's torn and, you know...
I wish he was Rip Torn. I think Rip Torn would have been a great Anakin Skywalker.
What about Rip Taylor?
Not quite as great. I've given up trying to
argue with you. Second Rip Taylor, Rip Torn... combo joke. I think Santa Claus
and both
the movie
have passed since.
Yeah,
or was it? No, it was The Omen. We talked about them because Bugenhagen looked like both of them combined.
Yeah, that's right.
That's definitely the Flight of the Navigator ship.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you just agreed with me in the Shaft backup singer voice.
Sure enough. She's just asking to have a lot of dirt on that outfit. You can't wear white on white on white on white.
Thought you were going to say dirty thoughts.
Well.
And I was like, come on. We can control our thoughts, Dustin, even though she is in a cat suit and it's pure white and I can see her nipples.
What does that mean? That means
that is not her fault that I'm having dirty thoughts.
Raspberries.
George Lucas's.
You don't know what's out there. Have you no sense at all? You idiot.
How do deaf people know what raspberries means? Because they were saying R2 was basically sticking his tongue out and making a sound. Like, also, why? Oh, that's creepy. Why was that called a raspberry? Like, how did that?
You know the Harry Carey statue at Wrigley Field? That's like all the weird figures coming out of the bottom of it.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Cardinal fan.
Oh, right.
I've been to Wrigley though, but I don't recall that. Statue.
It's a very creepy looking statue, and these things coming out of the walls reminded me of it.
Yeah,
that was uneventful.
Oh, and there she goes.
Whee!
Way to go, Anakin. Now she's gonna get smashed.
They're making toaster strudels. I'm hungry.
Oh,
right
in the chest. Oh, is that Hopper from A Bug's Life?
Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Just got cut in half.
Well,
kind of good.
Apparently, his accuser died, so I'm guessing that's done.
One of them.
Yeah, this is a video game level.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of Galaxy Quest. She's like, screw that. Why are all these things just grinding and chomping? It makes no sense. Whoever wrote this episode should die.
Was that Sigourney Weaver?
Uh-huh. And yeah, that's another, yeah, since you weren't as big into Star Trek, that movie probably wouldn't be as funny to you.
Right.
Machines making machines. Well,
blow me down.
Help at first. Oh, calm down, Artu.
And this is where it gets a little ridiculous.
And
3PO gets a little bit too animated here. Like, really? 3PO holding on?
Yeah.
We've never seen him move his arms above his armpits before. And all of a sudden, he's moving around like one of the crash test dummies from that stupid Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh yeah, I remember those commercials. And R2 can fly.
So that happens.
When you see Attack of the Clones, you will believe robots can fly. Seriously, it looks like Hopper.
It does.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, she's gonna be smelted.
This really is a giant video game. But I don't mind her making those noises.
I wonder what happened.
I remember having a weird reaction to Andy in the Goonies, where one of the booby traps is happening, and she does like a little gaspy yelp and kind of a grunting sound. And I remember... Sorry, now C-3PO has a droid.
Battle droid head, and a battle droid has a 3PO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember the scene you're talking about in Goonies.
And, yeah, I remember being not quite sure why that did something for me.
Yeah. There was also a scene, and I feel weird saying this one. There's a scene in Beastmaster. It's actually the scene where we meet the character Kira, and he, like, pins her down in this really disgusting, aggressive way when he meets her, after peeping on her while she's taking a bath, and she says the line, "My name is Kira," but she says it while she's struggling and kind of does this whimper sound as she says it. I was, like, 5.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of like the way she says that.
Derek and I met Mark Singer.
Yeah.
Actually, it was more like he met us.
Yeah,
I still don't have that photo. I think Derek's trying to find it. Oh no, there's gonna be some
that's lava not gonna pooping.
Be. Oh, you like that dramatic zoom
that
in
was,
there?
Wow, that was a crash push.
Yeah, they're like, we're just gonna keep showing her in this hole.
It's more of a crash zoom, I think.
Oh,
wow.
Tightened it up. Sphincter. R2 saved the day.
R2 saved the sphincter.
Oh.
Kind of saved the day. Maybe just
dumps her out.
Whee!
And she somersaults out.
Yeah. Yeah, just kill Anakin.
I feel like I'm watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Seriously, how long has this gone on for?
Too long. Oh, no, his lightsaber. Is that what just happened?
I don't know.
There it goes. I thought that was his hand for a second.
Yeah. Oh, he got it back. Oh, half of it.
The kyber crystal's gone.
Not again. I broke another one. You can't be trusted with these things. Oh, and there's those droids again. And Jane.
Oh, hey.
You forgot about me.
Man, even Django is CGI. It's no good.
Yeah.
This scene's making me itchy. Anytime I just see a bunch of insects flying around, I automatically
get
itchy.
Is this where it turns into Gladiator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another video game sequence level. That's like the boss level.
You know what Anakin's thinking right now?
Hey, if we're gonna die...
He's Gladiator.
He doesn't even understand that joke. Oh, she just said, I love you.
And he says, I know.
Yep. What is love? baby, don't hurt me. I thought that we had decided not
to fall in love. God, he was better off just saying, I know.
Forced to live a lie. And that it would destroy our lives.
I mean, even a simple thanks would have been better.
That's the Jedi way of saying, I just want to fuck.
Yeah. Friends with benefits?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing any panties. Before we die, there's one thing I want you to know. I'm so fucking wet right now. Or, I fucking hate your guts. And this was all a ruse. So yeah, this is like an ant hill or something. I don't know. There's so many of them. It just kind of looks like a colony of bugs. And there's Obi-Wan
in his thermal underwear.
I just keep thinking of Bug's Life. Yeah. I can't get it out of my head now. Look at her.
Smooth.
Yep.
All right, so they've been captured.
Tie your hands up above your head.
And what is this insect race? Who are these guys? Do you remember?
The grasshopperins.
Yes.
Then we decided to come and rescue you.
Hey, thanks.
Good job.
You turd. You big mound of poo-doo. That guy got... Oh, he's got tendrils. I thought it was braids like the guitar player for Lit.
What?
Let the executions begin is what that weird sound was. So, yes, this is where it turns into every gladiator movie you've seen. Mm-hmm. Clash of the Titans. Mm-hmm.
But less interesting.
Thor. John Carter.
It's a very boring action sequence. I remember, once again, this is the part of the movie when I saw it in the theater that I thought it was going to get interesting, but instead...
Yeah.
We got...
That thing's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah, we got kind of creepy looking, but ultimately poorly done special effects.
Oh, and he said, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. Huh. Where was it in the first one? I think Obi-Wan said it.
Where they were approaching the Death Star, wasn't it?
No, in Phantom Menace.
Oh, gotcha.
I know, it's even for people who talk about Star Wars constantly, yeah. It still gets confusing.
That's no moon, that's a space station.
It's too big to be a space station.
Oh, and she should just peace out and go.
Right, she's already scaling the column.
Yeah, the non-Jedi. I mean, good for her.
Ouch.
He gets to ride something. Ouch. Again.
I feel like Georgia O'Keeffe designed that thing. Seriously, are you not just seeing a row of clitoris?
Like clitori.
Clitori, yes, thank you. Are you not seeing the Jedi on the row of clitori?
Now her shirt got ripped.
That thing's freaking out, man.
Clitorati?
Clitorati. Yeah, there's the way Anakin jumped down on that thing, there's no way he didn't just, like, break his hymen.
Oh, the creature yelped. That thing looked like a big space rat mixed with a cat, and I don't like it.
A krat.
Mm-hmm. Space krat. It's the tail. No. I don't like the rat tail.
Yeah.
I don't like Anakin's rat tail either. That thing knocked it over, but then it looked like it was trying to prevent it from falling. Like, he's like, oh, I didn't mean to do that.
It's just a klutzy crab.
This is going to come out of my check. Like, even that creature looks like something out of another movie I've seen.
Even that thing, to me, does. It's like when in Hulk, when the dogs are turned into Hulk beings. On your side, dude.
Again.
Ouch.
So, I thought you were being friendly, but now you're trying to shove a chain in my mouth.
Right. Don't worry, they have a safe word.
Yeah. That thing, it's supposed to mate first before it tries to kill. I thought that's how that worked. Oh, now they've turned against each other. Oh, now she's gonna...
Go ahead and boom. Jump.
Oh, with a little kiss after.
Oh!
Direct hit. Oh, well. Shit.
It's like that great YouTube video of the crab with the knife.
I'm just waiting for him to pull out a gun and shoot him.
Oh, hey, how come he didn't kiss Anakin?
Yeah. She will die. Okay.
So the Viceroy just hates Padme
because
of...
Now the droids are in there.
Right.
They're not even mythical creatures. That floor doesn't look real.
No. Nothing does.
Purple, bitch.
Party,
motherfucker.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah.
I always like those two.
He should have said, you know what goes good with a party? Punch, motherfucker. And then, like, jacked him in the jaw. Right? That'd have been good.
I want to hear Mace Windu tell somebody they're about to get a purple nurple and then have him stab him in the chest.
We'll see.
Purple nurple, motherfucker.
Oh, I know you did just fire at me.
Stop, drop, and roll, Mace. Smoke it!
Okay. Oh,
the battle droids.
I forgot about this. Now we.
All right, this does look pretty cool.
Yeah, the big, cool Jedi
finally.
Fight.
Is that Brian O'Halloran?
I don't know. He kind of looked like a dirtbag Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
And there's 3PO.
I must need maintenance.
And it... I almost feel like you can see the outline around them.
Are you talking about Padme still?
Well, I was looking at different outlines with her, but just like any human...
Oh, like the keying effect.
Yeah, you can tell how green screened it is. Like, that just looks horribly
animated.
I
honestly thought you were looking at her bodysuit like I was. And you can see the outline. Like, why is she even wearing anything? She should just be naked.
Well, I told you what she was telling Anakin earlier.
What's all this noise? A battle!
Oh, there he is again.
Some terrible mistake. I'm programmed for etiquette, not destruction.
I do think that Sam Jackson has some of the best lightsaber acting in this. It looks deliberate and intentional.
And sometimes it just looks like he's waving it around, though. Sometimes, like, I'm just doing this. But when you feel the force, I guess you can do that. Oh. He's like a gunslinger there.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Not today.
Yeah, Sam Jackson isn't usually associated with physical acting. He's really good in this.
Oh, there goes Jango.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, he's gonna get trampled.
Tarantino wrote the character of Jango in Jango Unchained as to have been like the great grandfather of Shaft. And here we say Jango fighting Shaft.
Oh, and there goes his
hand. And losing.
Yeah, suck on that, Dooku.
That's gonna suck watching your dad get decapitated.
He's like, what do you want?
Die, Jedi Gods! What did I say?
Okay. Oh, she got a 5 head for days with that hairstyle.
Is that Ellen Page?
I'm terribly sorry about all this.
Oh, Kit Fisto.
Talk to the hand.
Excuse me, I'm trapped. I can't get up.
Is that a life alert joke?
I think I might have been. Which I think was originally called Life Call.
You call this a diplomatic solution?
No, I call it aggressive negotiations.
I call Actually, that not a terrible line, but yeah. Kind of terribly performed.
Just not good foreplay.
Yeah. Well, there was a bright idea. You just thought of that?
Yeah. Do they regenerate?
Not anymore.
Oh. Aww.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing.
What are you doing?
It's really sweet of R2.
My back.
Now, where are you taking me? This is such a drag.
My thoughts exactly.
Stop it.
Didn't realize C-3PO was so heavy on the dad jokes.
Arthur, please be careful. You're sinking my circuits. Is my head on straight?
There's more click columns.
I was waiting. I was about to say it. I'm like, nah, I think he'll get it. The Coruscant click columns. Everybody knows the famous click columns of Coruscant. I don't know what planet they're on. I don't even care at this point.
Who knows?
You have fought gallantly. Worthy of recognition in the archives of the Jedi.
Nice R roll.
Ruffles have ridges. I can't do it right now. I don't have enough saliva.
I feel like the stitching on the top of Padme's shirt makes it look like she's wearing a Black Flag shirt.
We will not be hostages to be bartered, Dooku.
Where the hell did that one come from?
I'm sorry, old friend.
Uh-oh.
Now, I believe what I think is the worst line is coming up. Like, pretty much right here.
Around the survivors, a perimeter create.
What? Really? That's where you're gonna do reverse speak? You can hear it in his voice. Frank Oz is like, how do I make this sound natural? Around the survivors, a perimeter create. What? Yoda giving battle directions in background talk is just... I hate that line.
Could have just said, defend them, you will.
Oh, yeah. Or create a perimeter around the survivors. Like, they just choose weird times to make him talk that way, and that's the worst one.
Where's that hairy motherfucker Jedi? I didn't see him out there.
Yeah.
He's still braiding his hair so he can see. The battle's over. Uh-oh, they got left behind.
Hey,
his head comes out of the helmet. Seriously, shouldn't it?
Maybe it got melted in. I don't know.
I kept waiting for him to get soldered it in. Up, and it just drops out. Like that. That's fucking dark.
Yeah.
Papa, can you hear me?
Aim right above the fuel cell.
Don't tell me my business, Devil Woman.
Around the fuel cells, aim.
Good call, my young Padawan.
Oh, There's the Death Star up to the left. How could the Jedi
come up with an army so quickly? We must send almost 4.5 hours. Into battle. There are too many. Oh, that guy again.
No.
Pilot! Land in that assembly area!
I have a name.
It's clone 43527.
Sir, I have 5 special commando units awaiting your order, sir.
To the forward command center, take me!
Again, really? The whole point of battle instructions is that they're quick and effective so that your soldiers can respond accordingly. When you're speaking in reverse, you're not really giving quick direction. Quick direction are you giving not?
Yeah.
Attack those Federation starships, quickly!
Speaking clearly, not quite you are. Like,
more balls.
His lips weren't moving. What the hell? That was weird. I remember thinking those things were cool.
Kaboom.
Oh, it's the war room.
Are they in the next one, too?
The Viceroy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Viceroy and Jar Jar are in all 3, but less and less as it goes on.
Yeah, there was definitely... They scaled back the Jar Jar role in this movie because...
Such a negative reaction.
How many people hated him.
Yeah. Okay, so here we see the blueprints for the Death Star. We are yet to find out about the flaw in the blueprints.
Many rebels died to get this information.
Because it has not been revealed yet. That'll be in a couple of movies.
Hey, it's another ball. Cool. How original.
More balls.
At this point, that's what it is. It's just another big sphere. But originally, it was cool because it was the first one.
Yeah, it was the first big sphere.
Explosions. All right. Yeah, Empire Strikes Back, this is not.
So this is, you said you pretty much only saw this one, like, maybe twice.
Yeah.
And it's been how many years?
What year does this come out? 2002. So I probably watched it on DVD maybe about 2005, probably before... The next one came out.
See, there he's speaking straight forward. What?
Yeah. So it's probably
should have
been
on the nearest starship. All your fire, concentrate, you shall. And it would have been far less effective as a military order. Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
you're fine. You're
with
fine.
This,
12 years at least.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, another little crash zoom.
We've got the biggest balls of them all.
That was kind of a cool looking shot. He had, like, you know, there were like 5 good looking shots in this movie.
Most of them involved Padme.
Yeah.
Although, that is a lot of trooper ass right there.
Yeah, a lot of trooper crotch.
Look over there!
Okay.
Made you look, haha. He gives them all a Charlie horse.
Follow.
We're gonna need some help.
There's just some alien standing in the sand doing the okay sign.
On his knee.
And then Obi-Wan punches him and he falls out of the ship. We planned that.
He planned the entire plot of the entire movie just around that. Just... That was not a very realistic fall. Abs.
Put the ship down! Anakin! Don't let your personal feelings get in the way! Follow that speeder!
It's not my feelings that are in the way, it's my erection.
Over the ship! I can't take Dooku alone! I need you! If we catch him...
I need you, right, more than Padme.
We have a job to do!
We have to double-team Dooku.
I can't leave her! Come to your senses! What do you think Padme would do with she in your position?
What position are we speaking of?
She would do her duty.
She would do her duty.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't been inside herself for years.
I'm into weird things, Obi-Wan.
He's into Dooku and duty.
Yeah. Do you own a glass table by chance? I'm gonna pull a Danny Thomas. Isn't that the story? I'm thinking correctly. I don't know. I may have just said the wrong celebrity.
Are you thinking Danny Bonaducci?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought somebody liked laying underneath glass tables while women took shits on them.
So not on them, but above them.
Above them, yes. There is a barrier. Still. I'm out.
Either way, not into it.
Yeah, not into it. Oh, shit. The lightning bolts.
This is the first time that we see, you know, if you're watching it,
right.
The first time that we see the power of the dark side really demonstrating its,
Yep.
I don't think so, Dooku. Does that come later?
We had Goro earlier, so does this mean Lord Raiden is also in the Star Wars universe?
Well, that'd be cool. Now, for the fight scenes here, where there's actual action happening, Christopher Lee had a body double, and then they CGI'd his face over the double, and it usually doesn't look that bad.
Okay.
Like, all of this stuff is not Christopher Lee.
Oh. It's like her...
She was doing snow angels.
I was trying to read a message there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It said, help.
Yeah.
Let me out of this movie. We better get back to the forward command
center. No. No. I hate sand. It gets everywhere.
Of course.
She shows up and she's got some sand on her and he's going to be repulsed.
I think we should see other
people. I told you, I hate sand. Why do you not care about my emotions?
Oh.
Oh. He's smoking. Yeah, I did something good.
I saved your life, yay.
Well, I would have thought you had learned your lesson.
I am a slow learner.
Anakin!
I admit that, that's weird.
Now I've got two.
Now I can spin. Oh,
damn it, I broke my third lightsaber.
Right. Oh, he turned the lights out. Now they can do this cool edit.
That
doesn't look cool at all.
Do you think they should have a policy like, dude, if you break three lightsabers, you don't get another one.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. Granted, that one wasn't his, but...
See, this is why they did this edit back and forth of just light flashing on their face, because Christopher Lee couldn't do any of that.
Right.
Save money on CGI.
No! And there goes his arm. Well, shit, that went... That broke bad.
So Dooku's exhausted from the talents of Obi-Wan and Anakin combined. So
and
he does not
comes Jar Jar.
Have the energy.
Nope.
All right, here we go.
I do remember this getting a huge reaction in the theater.
A positive one?
Yeah.
You have interfered with our...
What was your reaction?
I was like, whatever.
To Yoda fight.
Was this in the trailer? Did they show Yoda with his lightsaber out?
They showed
trailer?
Him, like, turn it on,
okay.
But we didn't see him jumping around.
Yeah.
Like a little hyperactive chihuahua.
Right.
On meth.
Yeah, and he's doing martial arts poses.
Hey!
powerful you have become, Dooku.
I'm waiting for his one claw to turn around and do like the beckoning with his middle
with his middle finger.
Yeah.
Like the Bruce Lee Kung Fu beckoning.
Did this to your mother last night, I did.
What's ridiculous is just thinking about Christopher Lee just standing in a room pointing at things.
Yeah, and this was when George Lucas did. It was this scene where he came in and put fangs on Yoda.
You still have.
It is obvious that this contest cannot be decided by our knowledge of the Force.
Perhaps Trivial Pursuit we play.
How about a spelling contest?
Battle of wits we shall have.
Yeah. I remember
I think it was that shot or something. All right, so here we go. Here's...
Yeah, I remember people really liking him jumping around like that. Like, oh shit, Yoda's a badass.
And you know, it looks about as cool as it was going to look.
Right.
But I'm not as excited about it as some people were.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason I wasn't so excited about it is we've seen Yoda using a cane up until this point. So it's like...
Well, you have.
Again, it's a lot of... you just assume a lot in the Star Wars universe, especially when it comes to the Force. And the assumption is that it takes a lot of energy to do these big things, and that's why some of the older, wiser Jedi are kind of often struggling...
Okay.
In everyday, everyday activities,
they just look like they're pooping
so
all the
much
time.
Energy. Like they're pooping all the time.
Yeah, they're making poop faces like half the time they're doing stuff. Yoda probably has horrible hemorrhoids.
But yeah, to see Yoda, you know, usually kind of limping around with a cane and then suddenly jumping around so much. It looks comical because it looks like it's a Mel Brooks reveal. Alright, this was in Tron.
I saw that movie.
This looks like the thing in Tron.
Oh, Anakin's like, oh shit, my arm. Damn it, and I'm right-handed. But now he can get an attachment. So we return to Coruscant?
I guess so.
I just assume.
It's taking quite a while. Not Coruscant. It is Coruscant. Yeah, it's the city
planet. Of lights.
Ooh, looks like they didn't finish that CGI at the bottom. It looked pretty rough. Never bothered filling in the model. So this is just like a broken down part of Coruscant?
I guess. This is the slums. Coruscant. This is the dark side of town. So Dooku returns.
The music's weird.
Yeah. Is that Sidious there?
Yep, here we are. Darth Sidious.
Welcome home, Lord Tyrannus. You have done well.
Wipe them out, all of them.
War has begun.
Excellent.
Party on, dude.
Do you believe what Count Dooku said?
All right, Derek is here, so I'm going to go let him in, and I'll grab a couple Mountain Dews.
Sounds good.
Join the dark side, Dooku has. Lies, deceit, creating mistrust.
Oh, he's always going on about these negative emotions. Lies, deceit, death.
I agree.
Where is your apprentice?
On his way to Naboo.
I lost him.
Escorting Senator Amidala. I have to admit that without the clones, it would not have been a victory.
Victory? Victory, you say?
It's like Yoda's trying to put the dark spin that Empire had on this movie at the end. And really, nothing dark is happening yet. We're still at a pretty positive point in the Skywalker saga. Did we even see any Jedi die at the big Jedi battle at whatever the hell city that was, or planet that was, with the arena?
I don't think so.
I think it was just bad people dying. We just got Jango's death and a bunch of battle droids. And here we hear the Imperial March for the first time as Derek walks in the room. What could this possibly mean?
Fitting.
Okay, so we should all have live mics now.
We've all got live mics, and there it is. That's the music.
Legend tells that this played through the speaker system at OSF the night I was born.
And now we go to the Padme Anakin theme music.
For their wedding.
Marriage!
As we said, John Williams is the master of theme music when it comes to scores. He's like Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, yep, that's not good. He's gonna have to wear a glove.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your fingers?
I love that you're joining at the very end of the movie, because it's like an epic ending where it's like, oh no, tune in next time to find out what happens when Derek joins drunk at the movies. Bada 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 bada.
Okay, I just said you may kiss the bride I met once.
Tonto, get on it. Suck that face.
I don't like the doily thing.
I'd say this is her worst outfit in the entire movie, is her bridal gown. Does it count if your witnesses are droids?
No. I don't think so.
Not the eyes of Space Lord.
All right, so that was Attack of the...
Jonathan Hales co-wrote this
clones.
One. So I guess maybe that's why it was, in my opinion, slightly better, at least, than Phantom Menace, is because George Lucas didn't write the whole
Jonathan
thing.
Jonathan Hales?
Yeah.
Well,
who the hell?
What we're going to do is, during the closing credits, we're going to throw it to our closing credits song and wrap this episode up. We already heard from Two Skinny J's, and now we're going to go with some kind of...
I saw
stoner,
those fuckers in concert.
Stoner rock and roll. This is Glucifer. And this song is called Obi Damned Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to enjoy some Glucifer, and we'll be back in a few here on Drunk at the Movies. And we're back. Thank you to Two Skinny Jays and Glucifer unknowingly providing our music for this week. tune in next week for Revenge of the Sith Episode 3. We've got another guest on the way. We might take some breaks because we have some food being delivered. And we are about 4 hours and 45 minutes into this thing.
And how long is the next one? 2 hours, 20 minutes?
Yep, woo. Just about like the last one. So we're going to close out the prequels, and we're going to do it with some special guests. So tune in next week. We'll see you in 5 minutes. Oh,
we didn't sign
I forgot.
Off.
Until I was waiting. Until next time, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Attack of the Clones, but it certainly doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.